Okay, all right. So it's sorted. All right, thanks, man.
Ari?
Hello, Zandi. I mean, sorry, Ayanda.
Yes. Yeah, I was checking if you were fine.
Yeah, no, my apologies. I had the wrong one. But it's sorted out now.
Okay, no, it's fine then.
Thanks, Ari.
Okay.
Good morning, honorable members and the department. I'm trying to check in my, now at least, I think we do make the quorum. Initially, when I counted, we didn't. So I'm sure we can proceed with the meeting. What it says here is that it's me, it's Honorable Phillips, it's Honorable Shonyane, It's Honorable Mylan. It's Honorable Masaule and Honorable Malinga. That who I have. The DG, are you present?
Good morning, Honorable Chair. We are here, Honorable Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, DG. If that is the case, let me welcome all honorable members present, the DMRE team. Are there any apologies, Ari and Ayan?
Morning, Chair. Just one apology from the Minister, Chair, who's attending the NCCC meeting today, Chair. Those are the only apologies that we've received, Chair.
Okay. I see that if I was looking correctly, we have 18 people. I don't know. Let's hope your members, the members of the committee, will finally come through, whether it's by installment or only.
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, boss.
The other members are trying to get in. I just spoke to Mr. Numalo. He's just waiting to be accepted.
He's in here. I've accepted him.
Yeah, he's in now. Okay, thanks.
Hey, Ari. You nearly made some of us, if the members have got underlying conditions. You will kill us one day. Because I'm sure I thought I was the only one who was waiting up until 2 minutes or 3 minutes before to be accepted.
I apologize, Chair. That was my fault, Chair. I apologize to all the members as well. And the department as well, Chair. No, it was my fault, Chair.
Okay.
Yes,
by myself.
Greetings to you, the Chair. Greetings to other members and the department led by the DG. I just want to also indicate that Honorable Bilankulu and Honorable Volmarans have been trying, just as we have been trying since 8:30, to enter the meeting, and they are finding it difficult. So if you can note that apology.
Okay, Ari.
I will watch out for them, Mr. Chair.
Please.
Yeah, I tried to phone Mr. Volmarans now, but he's not answering his phone. He went over to voicemail, Chair. But I'll look out for them when they're in the waiting room, Chair.
Okay, please.
Chair.
Mr.
Please just make sure, Uri, people don't go to the meeting of tomorrow, because that's what I did. I started by zooming to the, connecting to the meeting of tomorrow. And then I saw where I was lost, and then I came back.
At least I didn't join you today. you're on your own. Okay. Now, and I'm sure members will check properly. I noticed that there are two meetings. And you may wait until you realize it's not taking place today. Yes, I that must be noted. If that is the case, honorable members, I think we can begin the meeting today. In the main, we are dealing with something that was dealt with before. Let me also say this, that in what we are dealing with today is not something new, but when we are done with this, I think it will be fair for members of the committee, because I'm someone who keeps this thing. There was a view or a request that with the what happened over the oversight. I hope I'll be speaking for what those members were present on Thursday evening or afternoon. But they'll want to reflect. I think we'll give that if the rules allow, and I understand. I know sometimes meetings are supposed to deal with what is put down, to deal and have a debrief, especially about the preparations for the oversight works. Can we agree to deal with that matter as soon as we're finished with the main item of today? Am I putting it correctly as per the request, honorable members? If you are quiet, it means I'm not speaking on your behalf.
Yes, Chair, you're putting it correctly.
Okay. Is there any view outside this that we must deal with the issue as requested? I'll assume if there's none, we will deal with the item in terms of a debrief, especially on the preparations for the oversight. Having said so, DG, I don't have a problem. I will never oppose doing the work of the committee. But please remember, as you give your presentation, remember that we have dealt with this matter twice, and allow the department to make a presentation. I can recap for you if you want to. But there were two issues that we gave the department to go back, and amongst those was the issue of the department to look on the implications of the agreement, and if there are any, in as much as there were motivating, in as much as there were motivations, whether it is something that will have certain implications, especially because if it is taken to Parliament, it will have an overall binding of the country to such agreements. So in the main, that was the issue, but also to give an opportunity to members to familiarize themselves before we talk about adopting or not adopting these agreements. So in the main, you will just have to recap and be able to confirm that in as much as you have said, it has also been to Cabinet, that from your department's view, you don't have any reservations or concerns or whatever the case that might be, that could be negative towards the bill. So all that I'm trying to say, we were not expecting a rehash of the old presentation that had been made, in as much as we're also not saying just run through without making sense of what the committee has to take a decision on. So I will give to you, DG, and then when you are done, you will be able to give back to me so that we can then engage as a committee. Continue, DG.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. Good morning to yourself. Good morning to honorable members of the PPC on Mineral Resources and Energy. Good morning to the team DMRE, Mr. Mbambo, the DDG responsible for nuclear, and also the support staff to the PPC and the ministry, as well as the colleagues that are here from the department. Thank you very much, Chair, for affording us with an opportunity to give you an update in terms of the decision that you took from the previous meeting. You are quite right that this matter is serving now for the second time, I mean, I think for the third time now, before the committee, especially having to take into account what you raised in our previous meetings. Now, Chair, you know, very briefly, in terms of the purpose of our presentation, is to recommend that Parliament approve the agreement between the European Atomic Energy Community as well as the government of the Republic of South Africa for cooperation, mainly for the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. That is in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. DDG Mbambo will take us through the presentation. We have taken note of the point that you have raised that, you know, we should not actually behave like as if it's a new presentation that we are presenting to you. And so he will talk to the issues that you have raised and respond to those issues that the honorable members raised from the previous meetings. With indulgence, Chair, I would now take this opportunity to invite the DDG to take us through the presentation. Over to you, Mr. Mbambo. Can you unmute, Mr. Mbambo? We can't hear you.
Good morning, honorable members, Chairperson, the DG, and the colleagues in the meeting. I will take you through the presentation. As the DG has discussed, the purpose of the presentation, the content will be the purpose which the DG has already discussed, the background to the agreement, the strategic importance, also addressing the issues that the chair has raised as to the implications of the agreement, looking to the issues of non-compliance and make the recommendations. Next slide. The purpose, I would not dwell too much on it. Safe to say, we are recommending for parliamentary approval of the agreement of the European Atomic Energy Community and the government of the Republic of South Africa for cooperation in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. In terms of the background, next slide. The South Africa signed this intergovernmental agreement with the European Atomic Energy Community in 2013. We've circulated the agreement as part of Annex A. The agreement was presented in Cabinet, and Cabinet approved that the agreement be then presented to Parliament in terms of Section 231. The Euratom consists of 27 member states, and we've circulated these in terms of showing the number of countries that are there. And I think it's important to reflect on the implications of the agreement, as the chair has alluded to. If the honorable members can have a look into the list of 27 countries, these are countries that have got advanced nuclear programs, some of them. They are either the developers of the technology or they are either the users of technology. And they've got a number of programs which have a positive implications for South Africa, because what happens then is that it opens the market for South Africa as we are embarking on the 2.5 megawatts nuclear program. We will require the cooperation with a number of countries that have got various technologies that can make an impact into what we are dealing with in South Africa in terms of research and development, in terms of skills development, in terms of opportunities for business that the entities may want to interact with various entities. So that's the big implication for the country. Then the cooperation, as I've indicated, then expand and deepens the mutual beneficial economic, scientific, and technical cooperation. And these may include research and development in the field of nuclear, use of nuclear materials and technologies, such as the application in the area of health, area of agriculture, and I may add also in the area of nuclear medicine, the transfer of material and equipment. This becomes very important as we are embarking on the nuclear build program. The nuclear safeguards is a critical area to ensure that nuclear material is used for peaceful purposes in line with the international obligations of South Africa. The nuclear safety, we the member country into the International Atomic Energy Agency, and we are a member into a variety of international conventions that govern the nuclear in terms of radioactive waste and spent fuel management, the decommissioning, radiation protection, including the emergency preparedness and response. This becomes important in case we're dealing with the nuclear issues. In terms of the strategic importance, some of them I've already discussed with as I'm coming through the presentation, but the main forms, it will be in the area of supply of nuclear material and non-nuclear materials, equipment and related technologies, provision of nuclear fuel cycle services. I may add here, we are receiving a lot of nuclear fuel services from the countries within the Euratom. A lot of fuel that we procure for Quebec nuclear power station, for the Safari one research reactor, we procure it within the Euratom in France, as well as countries like Belgium. So this becomes an important implication. In terms of other forms would be the establishment of the working groups, if necessary, to implement specific studies and projects in areas of specific research and technological development, exchange of expert scientific and technological information, organization of scientific seminars, conferences, training of administrative and scientific technological personnel, consultations on research and technology issues, and performing joint research under a great program, cooperation and activities in promoting nuclear safety and other forms of cooperation as may be determined by the parties. So this has an implication, as I've already indicated, to strengthen our cooperation and expand research as the country is busy preparing for the nuclear new build. Next slide. The agreement is a tool that will be used to create a foundation for the cooperation between South Africa and Euratom in the field of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. So this allows for that cooperation with a number of countries which we've identified, the 27 countries. It creates the framework for cooperation on nuclear matters. Next slide. In terms of the agreement, then, as we've indicated, I'm not going to repeat the countries that it involves, but safe to mention just a few, France and Belgium. These are countries that have got advanced programs on matters of radioactive waste management funds, which we believe as South Africa will have positive implications for us, because we can learn the lessons as we are currently busy developing the fund bill for radioactive waste. Also in the issues of disposal of spent fuel, which is high level waste, we believe we can learn from these countries, because Finland is one of the countries that has already advanced in terms of this area. Next slide.
Chairperson? Chair?
Yes, Honourable Mayor.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Mbambo, but I need to ask this. Chair, we've seen this presentation twice now before, and the last meeting that we had on the 10th of June, we were asked to delay from taking any decisions on the basis that the department was going to come back to us with new developments that were affecting this particular agreement. Are we going to get to that, or are we just going to get a rehash of what we've seen in two previous meetings this year? Thank you, Chair.
No, that's why I said they can do it in terms of reminding us where we have been, but at the end of the day, they need to finally tell us whether are there any risk implications, what do they think it can, does it act contrary to their current programs. So I hope at the end of the presentation they'll be able to come to that to guide the committee. Obviously, finally, it's up to the committee to say we adopt or we agree or we don't agree, and we'll have to give reasons why. Okay, continue on, Mr. Bamsi.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And so we, in terms of dealing with the agreements, when it's received, we go through the consultation in the country and we consult various key stakeholders, and these are key stakeholders that were consulted in order to make sure that they can make sure that they make their contribution such that the agreement addresses the areas of their mutual interest. And these are organizations that were consulted, the NEXA, DPE, the Department of Science and Innovation, former DMRE, as well as the state legal advisor. Those are all the different stakeholders that the agreement went through in terms of consultation. May I then request the next slide? In terms of the implementation now, an instrument of ratification will be deposited with the depository with the assistance of the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. The Euratom internal procedures are completed and they are ready to begin the negotiations on the administrative arrangements. And they've communicated this in 2018, reminding South Africa that they have completed their own procedures internally, which is what we are doing in South Africa in terms of the work we are doing. May I then also expand on this in terms of the alignment of the agreement with the work that the department is doing in the area of the nuclear program. This agreement, in terms of its alignment with the work that we do as South Africa, is that it provides a broader market for South African nuclear products that can be exported to the European Commission community, as well as an opportunity to create an opportunity for a skills development for South Africa, and also create opportunities for countries and companies that are within the Euratom community to participate in nuclear activities that are taking place in the country. So we see as a department a bigger opportunity for South Africa in terms of collaborating with the countries that are in the Euratom, that this agreement provides a framework that allows for such a collaboration. And I may add also that it then allows those countries also to enter into bilateral agreements with South Africa individually. But if they decide they want to apply this framework agreement in collaboration with South Africa, that is also allowed in terms of them having to communicate with the European Union to indicate that they feel this framework is sufficient to cover all the areas that they would like to collaborate with South Africa. So in our view, as the department, we believe that this agreement is a very strategic, important agreement for the country in expansion of its nuclear program, and also in making sure that we create a market for South African nuclear products, in particular the nuclear medicines that is produced at NEXA or in the NTP, and also creating an open market for exchange of nuclear material for our own South African nuclear facilities, which we've indicated Quebec in the main import fuel from the countries that are within the European Commission. So we believe there is no issue from the department that we think this agreement is contrary to the policy objectives of South Africa in terms of nuclear energy policy and the strategic direction that this agreement places the cooperation between the various member state countries within the European Union. Next slide. Then, in terms of the recommendation, we are recommending that Parliament approve the agreement between the European Atomic Energy Community and the Government of the Republic of South Africa for cooperation in the peaceful uses of nuclear energy in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Commission. We believe that the agreement creates a framework that enables South Africa in terms of conducting business between entities that are in the nuclear industry in South Africa as well as their counterparts in the European Union. So in our view, the agreement is a very important and a strategic framework that we are recommending the committee to consider. This would then be the annexures that we've already talked about, the agreement itself, which is Annexure A, as well as the list of countries that we've already talked about, some of them, in terms of the opportunities that it provides for South Africa in opening the various markets for commercial activities with South African entities. So the agreement is of a strategic importance. We are recommending it to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. That is the brief presentation, and also we have tried to respond to the question that you raised, Chair, earlier on when you started with the meeting in regard to with the update and also the implications of the agreement, which I believe that DDG has dealt with those issues. Thank you very much, Chair. Over to you, Chair and Honorable Members.
Okay, thank you, DG and Mr. Mbambo, for your presentation. I'll come later on some of the other matters. Honorable members, I'm not sure what I must do. Is there any of the members want to have a take? I don't see your hands here. Oh, I see the hand of Honorable Shonyane, Honorable Mylan. Before Mufahane, I think when I close, I... Oh, Molo Tatu Zungul.
Slan.
Hey, Ngabile, Dad.
Because, Slan, the hand I'm to Pagamisil.
And it's born Santa Safa. Okay. Let me do it like this. Is there any other hand? Oh, Babushanyan, you are gone again.
Chair, my hand was up, then I put it down.
Why?
But it's still up. Akiru, you recognized me.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be Honorable Shonyane, Honorable Mylem, Honorable Zungula. Is there anyone else I'm leaving behind?
Yes, there's Honorable Volmarans.
There's Honorable Volmarans.
Yes, sir.
Any other one? Okay, let's say for now none. Honorable Sanyan.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chair, forgive me for not opening my screen. I am having a serious problem with network, so I will try and keep it, switch it off, ne? And switch it off, ne?
Yes.
Please
as long as we okay. Hear your voice.
Okay. So, Chair, I just have one question. I hear the presenter was speaking about that they're going to create skills and then skill development for South Africa. I just wanted to understand, Chairperson, when we speak about skills development, are we still speaking about the same companies which are there, which are mostly owned by white people, or is there any other skills development are they thinking about to bring black Africans into this sector of nuclear energy? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I have a question, and it relates to my comments of earlier, and that is, exactly what are the new developments since we last met on the 10th of June? Because I've gone through this presentation, I sat listening, I don't hear what's actually changed in the last 3 months. So if the department could come back to me on that, on exactly what's different from what when we sat in June and what's different from when we sat in February. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Zungu, was it Honorable Zungu, Lane?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Greetings to the department, Chair, and all members. Mine is very, very quick. The first question is, will South Africa be signing any bilateral agreements with any of the Euratom members? The second question, what is the view of other African countries as regards to South Africa signing this agreement? And lastly, what are the implications on our sovereignty after signing this agreement? Thank you.
Honorable Volmarans. Chair, I welcome the presentation and some of the information that we just got. Basically, as you said, the background remains more or less the same as we have had. But I want to check on the financial implications on page 8. In brackets, it's written, South Africa is currently developing legislation for creation of such a fund in comparison to where you have France and Belgium. What is the current situation? How far are we? Because even in the last presentation, the indication is that we are currently developing such legislation. And how far are we in conjunction with the National Treasury with this regard? Thanks, Chair.
Okay, is there any other named person who wants to? Okay, DJ, can you respond?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I will start, responding to the questions, then I'll hand over to Mr. Mbambo, and then to respond together with the team. Just at a high level, Chair, the question that Honorable Member raised in respect of what has happened over the past 3 months, and so according to his observation, nothing has changed. Chair and Honorable Members, you will remember that when we appeared before you, we did confirm as a department that we are fine, we are satisfied with the agreement. We have checked, and your directive was that you must check whether it is in line with your program as a department, which we then agreed to go back to ascertain that, and we are back now to give a feedback to the honorable members. And so one of the things that we have raised was the implications of this agreement. And now, there wasn't anything that we had to do that maybe we'll be coming back here with changes. The issue is for us now to confirm that the agreement is not inconsistent with our laws, in particular, the supreme law of the land, which is the constitution, And also, it is not actually contrary to any other enabling pieces of legislation. Obviously, if it is not inconsistent with the Constitution, then it will mean that, you know, it can be accepted. But it's for members to make that decision. And so I thought that, Chair, I should just cover this point to indicate that we are back here. And I think in your opening remarks, you spoke about what are the implications of this agreement, which we have confirmed through the DDG here, that there are no implications. In fact, there are more positives that we're going to derive out of this agreement. But we have also taken questions from honorable members that the DDG Mbambo, together with the team, they would respond to those questions. Thank you very much, honorable chair and all members. Over to you, Mr. Mbambo and the team.
Thank you, DG, and honorable members. The honorable member, Sonyane, raised the issue about the issue of skills development, what is that the department is doing in terms of bringing in more skills in the country. Certainly, the nuclear sector in South Africa, as the honorable member would appreciate, is mainly government-driven, and so there's quite a lot of improvement that we are seeing in terms of opening up for black professionals to be involved in this sector. And we are also, as a department, doing work to make sure that as we are developing the nuclear program, we also put together a strategy that will ensure that there is a skills development strategy and the training that will ensure that there is a balance in terms of the access to the opportunities that are available in this sector. It's mainly a government-driven sector in South Africa, and so we are seeing the opening up of the opportunities. If you look into the various entities, there is a leadership that is reflective of the South African majority in terms of leading these entities, as well as we are making sure that we develop a skills development strategy, a transformation strategy that will support the strategic initiative that the honorable member has raised in, and also to make sure that there are opportunities to ensure that there's access from the black industrialists in the nuclear build program as we go forward with it. And so that's what we can do from the government side on a policy level, and then the industry and the entities that have been trained will then take up the opportunities that are available in there. And we also have universities that, in our view, are creating opportunities to skill the professionals. And also these countries have got advanced training institutions that will be providing opportunities to the broader society. Then the question about that was raised by Honorable Member Malem, I think DG has already addressed that particular question as to what has changed since June and now, except that I may also add that since then up to now, the department has issued a request for information for the 2,500 megawatts nuclear program, which in our view is then would be assisting the department in terms of the planning and in terms of knowing what the market appetite in terms of the nuclear program. And then this cooperation then creates a wider market of different entities that have got an interest to demonstrate to government what their interest would be and how they propose they can participate in various initiatives related to the RFI and the nuclear new build in broadly. So that's what has been changed since then up to now. We are still waiting for the finalization of the responses from the RFI. Then the Honorable Member Zungula asked, will South Africa be signing any bilateral agreements with any of the countries that are in the Euratom community? it's important to highlight that South Africa already has relationships with some of the countries that are in there, in particular like France. There is a relationship in that because France is the country that built the Quebec nuclear power station, by the way, in terms of one of their companies that was the one that's leading in there. And also, then a lot of cooperation exists between South Africa and countries that are in there. And we are anticipating that going forward, if certain countries within the Euratom express interest to have bilateral agreement with South Africa, we will be considering those under the broader framework of this Euratom agreement that we are dealing with. So we believe there will be scope, depending on the expression of the different countries that would like to have a bilateral agreement with South Africa with regards to nuclear matters. But in the main, the framework has already been created by this agreement. Then the Honorable Member Zungula also asked, what is the view of the African countries for South Africa to have cooperation with Euratom? Certainly, we've looked into the particular issue that it's a bilateral agreement for South Africa with Euratom that we have not yet tested with the other African countries. And the Honorable Member would be aware that the matters of cooperation, these are state matters that exist between the two parties that are not yet having to be checked against what other countries' view are with regards to what South Africa is doing. We're doing this mainly within the ambit as a sovereign state, South Africa, doing its cooperation with other sovereign states that are within the Euratom community. Then the Honorable Member Volmarans asked a question, the implications of the funds, how far is the fund bill, what is the engagement between the country and National Treasury. There is quite an advanced work that has been done in terms of developing this fund bill. And the fund bill has been engaged with the National Treasury. There is an understanding of what the fund bill has to offer to South Africa in terms of ensuring sustainable funding for NRADI. And there has been engagement at a technical level which are yielding positive results. The department is sharing information with National Treasury in terms of understanding what their role will be with regards to this fund bill. And also, the fund bill has progressed quite a lot. Recently, the fund bill has been presented to the cluster of the DGs, the FOSAT cluster, so that they can engage on it with the view to make the recommendations for it to be progressed to cabinet, and then cabinet would then look into it and make its own decision. But the plan is that the department plan that this fund bill would then have been approved by cabinet by the end of the financial year, so that it can then go for public consultation after it's been approved. So there's a lot of work that has happened in there. I think that those are the questions that were raised, DG. I hope I've covered all of them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mbele. Over to you, Chair.
Okay, DG. Thank you very much, and Mr. Mbambo again. Honorable members, now the ball is in your courts. What is your view? The committee is requested to recommend an approval of the agreements. I place it to you now. Mr. Masaule, I see your hand. Is there another hand? There is no other hand. Is there 21, I'm leaving. Okay. Mr. Mashaule?
Also Mr. Volmarans, yeah.
Oh, Mayor Volmarans after. Anyone else? Okay. Mr. Mashaule?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think, Chair, we have deliberated at length when it comes to this bill, and the concerns that we had raised, just to ascertain that we are not gambling with the sovereignty of our country, has been responded to. I think the recommendation that is made by the department is an indication that the bill itself has been exhausted back and forth, and it may very well be that it's time now we respond to the recommendation that we adopt the bill and take it to the National Assembly, and then those processes be followed through, and we see the signing of the bill happening. So, in other words, Chair, I'm proposing that we adopt the bill. Thank you very much.
There is a proposal. No, it's not the bill, but what I said is amendment. Okay, I hear the proposal by Honorable Mashaule that we, based on the submission, we approve the adoption, we recommend the adoption of the agreement by Parliament. I now send the head of Honorable Sonia and Honorable Volmarang.
Thanks, Chair. What I would have raised, Chair, as a comment, has been covered by Honorable Mashaule with regard to coming a long way getting more information. And I therefore support the proposal that we support this bill as it is to sign through the agreement.
Man, you never submitted. There is no bill for Maran.
I beg your chair.
You seem to be talking about a bill too.
No.
I don't want to adopt something that we never discussed. Because I don't know what bill is that.
The report. I support the recommendation in supporting the signing of this agreement, Chairperson. My apologies.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Yes, Chair. I didn't want to recognize me. I put my hand down.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, nuclear energy is very important for our country. So, as the EFF, we do agree to support the recommendations, but we'll also do it with caution, because some of these countries which are in this agreement, are one of those countries of those white monopoly capital. So we are in agreement, but we're in agreement with caution. Thank you, Chair.
Is there any contrary view? Okay, in the absence of that, the committee will make the necessary recommendation, as members have said. Thank you very much, DG, and Mr. Mambo, and the department as a whole. You are not released because the meeting is still on, but you are released from doing your task. Honorable members, let me then raise the matter, because if I had not, when we I'm now on the matter to recap, because we never had an opportunity also to
to debrief, but I'm sure we're still going to get time to deal in the preparations with the reports on the visits in all these areas from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But on Thursday, which was necessary, members requested that with the way the preparations have taken place, they were of the view that we needed to have a session where we must be able to talk about those issues, including applications for the committee to conduct oversight, in particular on the fact that you are talking about two departments that are quite vast in terms of the demands, very central in the development of our economy, in development within society that have been put together. In this case, DMR then and energy then being put together into one department and having to conduct oversight on the basis of the mineral wealth beneath the soil, on all the other related challenges that you have with mining, but also on the other side have to have an oversight responsibility over energy, which is very central in developing the economy and has also its fair share of huge challenges that might require a committee that is supposed to be full-time in terms of operations and otherwise. I don't want then to, I'll do my level best, but I don't want to lay anything now until members themselves are able to express, yes, we did from my side and the staff that were present, we did extend an apology, especially on administrative challenges. But like I say, I want just to give members first to express their views, and then we will take it from there. Please let's be patient with each other. Any member who wants to start the ball rolling on this matter. I see the hand of Honorable Malam, the hand of Honorable Malinga, the hand of Honorable Mashlaule. Is there any other hand? Okay, Honorable Malam.
Thank you, Chairperson. I have several issues that I'd like to raise. The first is, while I am greatly appreciative of the security arrangements, particularly on the Sunday, which were, you know, to the environment that I didn't feel particularly safe in, I do think that we need to look at how we implement security measures. And in this regard, I would suggest that for the other days in particular, we certainly did not need a police escort of the size that we had, and that they could have been sort of waiting for us at the venues when we arrived. That's the first point in that regard. The second, I was particularly perturbed by the way in which the police drove, that they forced vehicles out of their way, that they blocked intersections so that Parliament could go through. This is not a Parliament of VIPs and elites. It's a Parliament of the people, and we need to start behaving like it. And that means obeying the rules of the road. That means when there's a traffic light, you stop at it, and so on and so forth. So I really want to express my concern about the way that the security was managed. I also think that it's quite telling that the vehicles that were present from the SAPS were by and large flying squad vehicles, which are meant to be responding to crime situations. And I would have expected that in a situation where there is any threat to to public representatives, it would have been better served to have public order policing there rather than flying squad patrol vehicles or the like. So that's the first issue, Chair. The second issue relates to our departure on Friday morning. I think it was Friday morning, when, might have been Saturday morning, when we left Tshwane. Yes, when we left Tshwane. We left an hour late. Now, Chairperson, the time was communicated to committee members and to staff that we were going to leave. Some of us were in the vehicles on time, but the majority were not. And that's unacceptable. It's disrespectful, not only to your colleagues, but also to the people that we're meeting with. And that's not fair. That is really, really not fair, particularly when members of this committee have gone out of their way to talk about disrespect to us as a committee. It's equally disrespectful for us to arrive an hour late because committee members can't get out of bed or they're having a late breakfast or whatever it might be. So I want to highlight that as my second concern. My third concern, Chair, relates to the issue that Honourable Mashwale brought up at Northam, and that was about the CEO. Now, Chairperson, I'd like to point out that, first of all, we have no direct oversight over Northam. Our oversight is over the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. Secondly, I'd like to point out that the program was finalized very, very late in the day. We don't know where the CEO was. We don't know what his movements were, but ultimately he wasn't available. And I think to then berate the company for not producing the CEO, they had a member of their board there, they had a director there, they had regional management there, they had the mine manager there. I think that they'd certainly gone out of their way to provide the people that could answer the questions that we were putting to them. And I think we need to be very careful about how we demand the respect of others. You know, respect is earned, it's not demanded. And I really think that we need to be cautious in that approach. Chairperson, then the last point that I want to raise, and this goes also to our interactions at Northam. Chairperson, I objected on the day, and I'm objecting again now, that as a member of Parliament, we should allow, or as members of Parliament, we should be allowed to express our opinions freely and openly. We can disagree with each other, but if you allow one person to express an opinion, you can't then silence another person from expressing an opinion. That's unfair, that's biased, and it's not acceptable. And so I believe that apart from the fact that I was stopped making a particular point, and I accept that, I do think that I should have been allowed to make the other points that I wanted to make in my response to those questions or to those issues. And Chair, this is something that happens time and again when it's a position that doesn't accord with certain members of the committee, then other members are silenced. That's not acceptable. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Mashaule, Honourable Mashaule.
Thank you very much.
It's me, Chair.
Is it you, Honourable Malinga?
Yes, sir.
Honourable Malinga.
Greetings to yourself, Chair, and to all the members in the meeting and the delegation from the department. Chairperson, let me say we had indeed a very fruitful oversight. Though the weather was not on our side on Sunday, but indeed, Chairperson, let me start by applauding our committee secretaries for arranging such security for us. Chairperson, I was very pleased on how we were escorted because we are public property. And our work and the program was indicating that we will be visiting sites that might bring danger to our lives. For me, Chair, I only see this in movies. So I want or request, Chair, that you extend our appreciation to the flying squad. And Chair, when you escort people, it's not just a normal escort. You go beyond and above to protect the people that you are assigned to. Chairperson, I think I want to leave it there, Chair, and all the other issues pertaining your Northam, your all the sites that we visited, Chair, and how we dealt with each other in those meetings. I think, Chairperson, we can deal with them when we deal with the report, our report on oversight. Because not we have issues to raise, Chair, about some of the behaviors. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Okay, Honorable Masaule.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. And I will join the queue on how Honorable Malenga is suggesting we deal with the issues that transpired that had to do with behaviors and all of that. I will leave it for the day we discuss as a committee. My understanding was that you require us to speak about the preparations towards the oversight itself and beyond. And Chair, I have raised this before, and I'm going to raise it again. And it's good that in your preamble you are alluding to it, that if you look at our visit to this oversight that we are coming from, it particularly dealt with the mining sector and nothing to do with the energy side. And when we applied for oversight before, as you would recall, we had included the energy side, particularly a visit in Petro SA. I can't remember the other one. When we amended it, it was because of time and the clashes of sittings and so forth and so on. And I do believe that there should be a continuation of this oversight to cover the energy sector and not treat it as separate, because I have raised this before, that we interact with other committees in Parliament, and they are forever on oversight. No questions asked, but when it comes to this portfolio committee, there seems to be unwillingness for us to do our work in terms of our responsibility. That is even seen on how the preparations went. Everything was not smooth. Nothing actually was smooth, except that where the staff could do without the support of Parliament, they really tried to make our oversight as smooth as possible, and I want to thank them. Chair, I think there must be an attempt to have a committee view around the treatment of this committee by whoever is responsible to give approval for our oversight programs, and not you, because you may be seen as a person who is just transmitting your views. I think it must be clear that the committee feels in that manner and not only you. Chair, I will reserve the comments on the CEO of Northam and all of that. We'll raise it in the meeting that you are talking about. But I can't not talk about the security. You see, Chair, it's either you ask for security or you don't. Because when you ask for security, there are ways in which the security cluster work to assure that you are safe. And if you understand the security cluster, you can't tell them what to do, because they are not trained to do things you want or you think they should do them in a manner that you want. They will do them in a manner that they are going to ensure that you are safe, and they will do everything in their power to make sure that you are safe. Now, as a committee, we probably need to take a decision to say, when we go to oversight, even in illegal mining, where we will be met with probably explosives, guns, and all of that, we need to take a decision that, no, because we this is not the parliament of elites, let's go where the danger is without security or with security, but we can't enter in how they deal with our security. So it must be clear, we need security or we don't. If we don't, let's go on our own, and we must go even where it's dangerous, because the work that we are doing requires us to know those areas and understand them well. So we must not play to the gallery and say security was behaving in a manner that they were behaving in a manner they are trained to behave. So the good thing is, the best thing we can do is to say, let's have security or we don't have security.
Point of order.
What's the order, Honourable Mellon?
Person, to accuse a member of playing to the gallery is unparliamentary, and you can't make a statement like that.
Which member, Honourable Mellon?
Chairperson, Honourable Masquale implied that by making the statements that I did, I was playing to the gallery.
No, he never said you.
He implied it, Chair.
Which rule then talks about the implication?
Chairperson, I demand he withdraws.
No, but I never said that you play to the gallery.
Chairperson, he implied it.
No, but which rule says when this person, when he's making a statement, is implying to someone?
So, Chairperson, if I'm...
When I make the ruling, I must be able to support my view of that distance. Because if he had said, for instance, in response, it will be for another day anyway. If he had said, Honourable Mellon, or for Honourable Mellon to say this, it means, then I will be within my rules to say, are you in order or not? But if a member says, as a committee, we must say if we need security or not, otherwise to say this other security means we are playing to the gallery. I got the view. That's why I'm saying, where should I then make the ruling that is referring to you?
Chairperson, may I address you on a different point?
No, but you made an order. I'm responding to the order. Now you're bringing a different point.
Accept your ruling.
Not what you brought initially.
Chairperson, I accept your ruling. I'm wanting to address you on a different point.
Then can I allow Honourable Masaule to finish?
I thought he was finished, Chair.
No, but
no,
and then how can you say someone is an order and then you say you thought it's finished? Continue, Honourable Masaule.
Yeah, so Chair, some of us, when an order is raised, we stop because we know it means we must stop, and then the
order... Can you continue, Honourable Masaule?
So I was not finished. I want to make a point that stopping does not mean I'm finished. I was not finished. So I'm saying, Chair, we need, as a committee, if we want to entertain the issue of security, to really say, do we need security or we don't need security, and end it there. There's no need for us to tell another arm of a state or a department to do how to do their job, because we are not competent to do such a job. So I want to persuade this committee to say, are we saying we don't need security or we need security, and end it there? on oversight. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay, honourable members, let me again explain. I don't have a problem with some of the issues. I'll come back to you, Honourable Mellon, on your different point. I'm not forgotten you. I'm afraid if we are going to discuss, all of us, we are going to discuss the oversight visit, both in terms of administrative activities. I said on Friday when we met, honorable members, on Thursday night, honorable members said they would want specifically on the arrangements that we have a take on the arrangement because they were concerned about the arrangement. And as I said, we will open and try and open that opportunity on the arrangement. I said when I was opening this matter now, unfortunately we did not have a debriefing, but we are going to adopt the report. May I appeal, if you want to, so that we don't discuss, because the issue of the preparation is members who felt, and we apologize, they accepted the apology, but it was the members who said, but Chair would want, we know it's not our terrain. That's why I didn't want to sound like I'm opening up to members. Now, if we're to deal with the report and the oversight itself, the oversight will say, this is what we're tasked to do. And we did, we went to this mine, Lily Mine, our hours was to achieve this and this and this. We went to Optimum, this is what happened. We went to Tabazimbi, from Tabazimbi, we went to do illegal mining. We deal with all those issues. Then people are within their rights to say, but Chair, on over and above this, this is our concern. There is this that happened in Lily Mine as we are conducting the oversight. Now it's on oversight. There is this that, for instance, I can tell you there are some members that, in as much as you may disagree or agree, there are certain things that I feel as members of Parliament now, regardless which committees, we need to find a way to express ourselves. They may not fall within our ambit, but my view was that all those issues must be entertained in the discussion of the report or the activities that would have taken place during oversight. Lastly, I'm not going to respond to what Honorable Mylem has said, because in the meeting, Honorable Mylem said, when I made a ruling, said he wants that issue also to be dealt with, that I want to find a better word, dealt with when we deal with my ruling to him. He said, I must record that you would want this issue to be discussed in the committee, how I made the ruling. In as much as it's not procedural, I made that commitment, we will discuss it. And members are correct, we will even discuss the conduct of all of us, including myself. There are issues that he raised. I'm waiting, even those issues, not necessarily even the ruling, those issues that probably it might have been a slip of mind on me, but also I will raise how myself I feel and I felt. Not about any other things, about the mere fact that I'm a chairperson, whether some members recognize that there is a chairperson in the committee. So can we leave I want to appeal, because we're going to discuss the report, and in the report, this is another thing I've always said to members. There is a difference when some board or a chair says, look, the point you are raising, you might be correct, but the platform you are raising it on. For instance, when I say, members, I'm not saying don't raise a point. I'm saying you are right to raise the point that you are raising. It's within your right path where you are raising it. The question is whether then a member shouldn't say, if that is the case, as long as I will get an opportunity to put my point, I'll wait for that opportunity to come through. So all might I'm appealing on is that it seems to me members don't have a problem now that they had on Thursday on the preparations, how these things happened. Can we leave the matter, take this issue, and Ayanda and Ari, I want to know, how urgently can we bring, because I'm very interested myself, how urgently can we bring the report for discussion, including the issues that honorable members have raised. I like it because at least now we know that there are other issues that members have raised. You capture those issues that members have raised concerns about, both in agreement and disagreement in terms of their perspectives. For instance, we must capture on the issue of security that what members have raised now, because it's a matter that is coming up. But I'm requesting members, let's not deal with those issues outside the report. Let me take your other point that you wanted to raise, Honorable Mele.
Thank you, Chair. Apologies for the banging. There's a building going on next door to me. Chairperson, I just want to point out that in terms of Regulation 176 and 185 of the National Road Traffic Management Act, the use of blue lights is only permitted in an emergency. Now, it's been made very clear by various police commissioners and traffic enforcement officials that escorting of parliamentarians does not constitute an emergency, regardless of the security situation.
Honorable Mellon.
The Chairperson, I would ask that we abide by the law rather than...
Honorable Mellon, I said I request that all the activity, anything that happened during oversight, can we deal with it with the report? It's either the matter says no, I don't agree with that, let's deal with it now. Because my main worry is that when you finish making your point, there will be another member who will come and want to respond or to make a view on the matter. So I want us to know whether we're opening this thing now and then what we will do when we deal with the report. That's why I try to say, I'm not opposing you expressing this view. But my main worry is that when we have a discussion and you raise a point, I have now from the chair to allow other members also to make an opinion. I'm not trying to block. I said even myself, I'm not going to respond to some of the things that members have said. From where I sit as a chair, I have issues that I also wish to raise, but because they happened during the period of the oversight, I would wait until we deal with the report. I don't know, but I want us to know, do we agree that let's take those issues there, including the point that you are raising. Let's take it there. Let's have it discussed thoroughly. If then we take a way forward, for instance, having made that observation, what do we suggest has to happen? I'm not opposing you. Do you want us to discuss the whole issue now when the report is not here? I'm saying those issues will be captured. How the question of security must be managed, we will discuss it when we bring the report.
Chair, my hand is up.
No, wait, I was still speaking to Honorable Mylan.
Okay.
Chairperson, I'm happy to discuss it when it comes to the report, but I thought this was part of the logistics. I didn't think it was relating to the information that we were doing oversight on, which is usually the basis of a committee report. So I was under the impression that this related directly to the logistics of our oversight visits. I'm just putting that out there.
Yes, I will try, Honorable Mellon, let me say this so that members, I will try to make it a point that next week I will look at the program and see whether we can't come with the report in any day for next week. Can you allow me to push it that we bring the report? We bring the report next week. We will allow members and all any other issues we will deal. I accept the point that we talked about logistics. It was logistics during the oversight. The request from members, as far as I know, was based on the operational issues in relation to the preparations for the oversight. But let me speak to, if members allow me, to bring the report forward as much as possible, even if it means it will be part of the other programs for that day. We will choose which day, but next week we will make a serious request that we attend to the report as per the expectations of Parliament. Can you agree on that one, honourable members?
Agreed, Chair.
Honourable Malam?
That's fine, Chair.
Okay. We will do our level best. If we can't find time based on the issues, because I don't want to say there are other issues that are more serious. Please take notes, honourable members, on the issues you have raised. They will still be allowed in the meeting. That is in the meeting, honourable members, where we will be talking even to ourselves, so that we can clarify certain. Having said so, honourable members, thank you very much. Is there any other matter I might be forgetting? And Ari?
No, just a reminder again, Chair, for the meeting of tomorrow at 9 o'clock again. On the solar water heater program update by the department, Chair.
No, that is for tomorrow. I'm asking now for today.
Oh, no, Chair.
So with the, okay. Honourable members, let's meet tomorrow when we deal with the update on the solar whatever. In the Malay. Honourable members, thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Oi, oi, Chairperson.
You're out of order. Van.
Hi, Chokatu.
Out of order. Out of order.
That's Mama good. Linda. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Where is Numa Lode?
Duide. Feather Dustable. Out of order.
Jesus. Papa. You're high.
Hey, did you get to play that dance, colleague? Oyane, Malika, did you get to play that dance?